is continuing, Jeff.
Thank you, Mark. All right, I'm going to read a... I'm going to go to the op-ed page, and there is a special commentary to the Star. This is by George Khalil, who is president of Khalil Bottling Company, and his guest opinion is entitled "Save Cherrybelle Postal Center. Closure would hurt business." Despite recent publicity about the closure of the Cherrybelle Stravenue Postal Processing and Distribution Center, the fight to preserve it is not over. The effects of this closure on our community and the state would be wide-ranging and harmful. I urge Southern Arizona's more than 26,000 businesses and 1.5 million residents to join me in opposing the consolidation. Take my family's business, Khalil Bottling Company, as an example of the harm closing Cherrybelle would have locally. Our family has been in Arizona since 1909, and we've been in the bottling business since 1948. We are still considered a small business, although we compete with some of the biggest businesses in the nation. Our 749 employees cover all of Arizona, half of New Mexico, the El Paso area of Texas, the Durango area of Colorado, and the southeast corner of Utah. Our total sales are $200 million a year. If we lose 2 days in getting our billings paid, one for the bill to go out and one for the payment to come back, this could cost us $80,000 per year. This is more than we have made per year in half of the years in our history. Closing Cherrybelle, according to USPS, its 15th largest facility out of 481, would leave one of the nation's fastest growing populations with only one processing facility, while smaller population centers in the country would have more than one, an unwise deployment of scarce resources. Wisconsin has 5 centers, while Vermont has 4. Both of these states have less population than Arizona. The majority of Southern Arizona businesses use the U.S. Postal Service for their mailings. Consolidation of Cherrybelle will result in delivery delays of time-sensitive materials, an increase in mailing costs for letters and packages, and loss of bulk mailing discounts. Any businesses seeking to expand or relocate to Southern Arizona will be disincentivized to do so in the absence of a nearby postal processing center, resulting in the loss of potential jobs for our increasing population. With Arizona's vote-by-mail electoral process, the possibility of large-scale voter disenfranchisement as a consequence of closing Cherrybelle is a real and troubling outcome. The closure will affect 1.5 million Southern Arizonans served by Cherrybelle, 26,000 businesses that use Cherrybelle to mail products to customers, the Tohono O'odham Nation and Pascua Yaqui Tribe who depend on postal services, veterans and consumers who get mail prescriptions, postal service to our rural population, and our voters who increasingly use vote by mail. A public hearing by the USPS held 3 days after Christmas in 2011 was attended by more than 600 people and 50 businesses protesting the closure. USPS stated it was the biggest turnout for these hearings they had across the country. Soon, Congress will be considering measures for reforms for the Postal Service. Reforms are needed, but the criteria the U.S. Postal Service has used thus far do not include factors such as impact on small businesses and population density. Ask your senators and congressional representatives at a minimum to support amendments that provide this clarification in their criteria before USPS can proceed with consolidation of processing and distribution centers. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee said recently that invigorating the effort collectively can continue to make the strongest appeal for Cherrybelle. join me in opposing this center's consolidation. I could write another 600 words about the effects of this closure on the average household. Call and write your senators and congressional representatives. We can still make a difference and prevent this closure. And there are two sidebars. First, you can contact George Khalil via email. His email address is gkhalil@khalilbottling.com, and Khalil is spelled K-A-L-I-L. And the second sidebar is entitled, Send a Message to Washington. Contact your representatives through their websites. First, Senator John McCain at mccain.senate.gov, Senator Jeff Flake, flake.senate.gov, Representative Ron Barber, barber.house.gov, Representative Raul Grijalva, grijalva.house.gov, and Representative Ann Kirkpatrick, kirkpatrick.house.gov. Mark.
Thank you, Jeff. It is 22 minutes.